Blog Talk Radio.
Just absolutely love that little show startup music. It just gets me in the mood no matter what day it is. Even if it's bright and early on a Saturday morning, I'm just really excited to talk about this topic this morning with my panelists. I'm still waiting for one other person. I'm looking at my switchboard. I think I'm missing someone, but we can go for it. I think we can because today our show is about women and sexuality. And I'm really excited to talk about this topic because, number one, talking about it can be taboo because people don't want to talk about it, but we all have it. We all do it. We
That's
all wish
true.
We did it more, you know, all that kind
That's
of stuff.
True.
So I want to say good morning and welcome to the Charmaine Show on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Charmaine, and I am joined by two of my panelists. Stephanie is on the phone. Are you there?
I am here, and good morning, Charmaine.
Good morning. And then I've got Carmen. Are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Well, I'm really excited. And good morning. Well, today we're talking about women and sexuality, and it's a panel discussion that we're having this morning. So let me just go out and just say, well, Carmen, you actually are coming from the point of view of a divorcee dating after Splitsville. Stephanie, you are coming from the point of oversexed single woman. I'm sorry, if this is recorded. I probably shouldn't say that. Oh, what I love about these shows is that you can take it back. It's live.
I own my sexuality. Yes, this is true.
Yes, she owns
yes,
her sexuality. That
it.
Is true.
Yes.
And when I look at my switchboard, if our other panelists call in, then, yeah, we'll kind of get her in the conversation. But let's just start off, really, because we're talking about women and sexuality. So here is a question that I've got. Do we really need men? That is the question. Let's talk about that, ladies. Do we really need men when it comes to sexuality? And in what ways do we need them, really? And this is not a bachelor's session now.
Who wants to have a part in it, right?
right. So who wants to take that first? Carmen, go ahead. Take that one.
I'll start.
Okay.
We do not need men for sexuality. And here's where my point kind of comes across. I think that when we as women own our own pleasure, own our sexuality, when it comes time to share it with a man, it's there for the right reasons, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, to me, I feel that we need to be confident within ourselves, confident enough to know what we need, what pleasures us, what gives us, get to know ourselves and our own bodies better.
Right.
And no, it certainly does not need to be something where men are included if it's not right there. I think sometimes society puts so much of an emphasis on this is what I need to be, this is how I get there, this is who I am, and it's not. The experience is about you, what you know about yourself and what you feel.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And bringing somebody else in after you know that about yourself, that's when true intimacy occurs.
Absolutely.
I definitely agree.
Go ahead, Steph.
I definitely agree. And I want to piggyback on that by saying that we're in trouble if we actually need men. Because, just like Charmaine said, if we can't own our sexuality, if we need men to access that sensual or sexual part of ourselves, then we don't know ourselves and we're lost without them. If we need them to show us, you know, what feels good, we have to know what feels good for us. We have to know, you know, what's pleasing to us. Because, honestly, I mean, to get right down to it, they want to feel good. They know it feels good to them. They know it pleases them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So we've got to know what's pleasing to us, what feels good for us. You know, and that comes from you know, knowing ourselves. So we don't, we want them, but we don't need them. And wanting them,
absolutely,
you know, is part of knowing ourselves. That's when we get to want them more than we need them. And that's where true womanhood comes in. You know, young girls, you know, they're still at the immature part where they need that. But when true womanhood, you know, grown women, like we like to say, we know
right.
the grown wanting people. A man and needing a man.
Absolutely.
You know, I want you
I
here,
really love
but
this.
I don't need you here. Right.
I really love this because here's the thing, and it's not sounding to me like a bash. I really kind of, I'm hearing what you guys are saying, and I definitely want to chime in on this because while when it comes to women and sexuality, I feel like we have to separate that from the emotional need for that companionship of a man. And here's the thing that I feel like both of you guys did so well, so eloquently, is for us as women, no matter what, if you have a man there and you're in an intimate sexual relationship, he can't tell you what feels good to you.
No.
We have to know our bodies. We have to know what feels good to us. We have to know what pleasures us. And in the actual act of having sexual intercourse and that intimate act, you have to begin to tell your partner what works, where works, where, should we go left, should we go right, stay there, move, you know, do this.
Absolutely.
Like, you know, you really, because we know what works for us, and here's what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to have no attitude with nobody when it's all over and done.
Exactly.
One thing Ms. Charmaine knows is Ms. Charmaine knows that, listen, I'm going to get me mine first, you know. So, so what I have learned over the years is that if you want to come out on top and come out, the, you know, not losing in the situation, because we do understand there are some guys who don't have the stamina. There are some relationships that have issues with sexual prowess and things like that. But
that's
they're
true.
Still married and they still have a relationship. So, yes, I do agree with what you guys are saying. In terms of sexuality and owning that, owning our own bodies and knowing what pleasures us. But on that note, let's just jump into this, though, because I think it's really important in relationships that women understand this so much more and that we have more of an open mind around it. So let's talk about what in a, if there is a relationship that does have those sexual issues or sexual incompetence. Let's open that up too.
That's a good question. And I'm kind of, it's going to seem a little bit like I'm kind of going back to that original topic, but.
No, because that's what we're going back
really,
to.
It is. It probably is. Because the thing is that it is, to me, it's a communication issue. If it's two people that have had a great relationship before and things start to deteriorate, that's because we are not being authentic and in the moment with ourselves.
That's
right.
True.
A couple of things happen. We go through changes. Our bodies go through changes. And if we're not giving of ourselves and receiving from that other person, that communication starts to break down. And if you don't fix that, you don't get back to where you need to be. So, again, believe it or not, it's like you almost have to go back to that root of who am I? What do I want? What do I
need?
So that own our bodies.
And own our bodies so that we can then give of that to that person who we love the most, right?
Absolutely.
I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, I do, because the other thing, as I'm listening, the other thing that is left out is that it's extremely attractive to men when you do own your body, when you know what you like, when you know what feels good, when you know what you want. You know, there's nothing that is more attractive to a man or, you know, turns him on, you know, more than, you know what you want, and you know you're in that, you're ready, you're in the mood, and you know you're in that, you know, whatever, and you're ready to go for it, and you know what you want, you know what I mean, and And then you go for
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
It's extremely attractive. It's other than being that, you know.
And I think so. Because number one, like you're saying, the attraction and the, you know, being able to turn your guy on. But there's so many things about this because, like Carmen said, and I know we all agree on this, it really goes back to the first question. It seems like we're going to belabor the first and only question. Do we need men? No, simply because it really speaks to what is it that we really need as women. Because like Carmen said, if we're not giving and receiving in that relationship, if communication is broken down, and if
mm-hmm.
one partner is left out, or
mm-hmm.
if you're not clearing the ear when you have a bump, when you have a disagreement,
right.
if you're not communicating what works for you, you're expecting your husband to figure it all out. He doesn't have a
right.
woman's body. If you're not like verbalizing what feels good to you in that sexual act, he won't know that. And
right.
I actually believe that sex begins, well, I know. Sex begins in the mind, and it ends
oh, it
in
does.
The mind because
absolutely.
You can be going
yeah.
through all you can and still feel like, what happened here? And the guy could be humping all he wants to, and you're there like, okay, what are we doing? Because you're not in the moment. You're not connected.
Exactly.
First, you're not connected with your body, so you're not
right.
in your
mm-hmm.
own zone.
Mm-hmm.
You're thinking about
yeah.
what
mm-hmm.
he's doing, right?
Absolutely.
And you agree.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I couldn't agree more. There's so many times
totally.
That people
yeah.
are so disconnected and it's so horrible, right? Because you're not really there. And amazingly, like when you look at medias and what young girls, like you say, kind of go through, they're so busy trying to please or to fit that mold. When the reality is, like, you know, you just said, like the most attractive part is a woman who knows what she wants.
That's
you
right.
know, it is. It's amazing when you know who you are, how
mm-hmm.
much more you attract others to you.
That's right.
And I think
absolutely.
That statement holds true for more than just the intimate sexual relationship. You know, I find women and men, people that I'm attracted to and people that I find attractive and beautiful has nothing
mm-hmm.
to do with the physical. Absolutely not. It's someone who is self-assured, someone who's confident,
mm-hmm.
and someone who knows themselves, who knows what they want, who
that's
is confident
right.
in what they're about. And
yeah.
and added to that they're not labeling themselves based on
right.
one or two things that they do or done or mistakes or this or that, but that they are confident in the consistency of their character,
mm-hmm.
that I'm able to build and rebuild and, you know, keep moving. But
mm-hmm.
how? Here's another question. Let me ask this question. Here's this other question. How do I dig out from the rut? How do people dig out from the rut? Amazingly enough, we've gone halfway through the show already, and I think we could be talking forever. I mean, I had some notes down here talking about, you know, folks that are married and not having sex, how to bounce back in an intimate relationship after you've ended one, relationships
right.
that are totally asexual, you know. I mean, there's
right,
so many.
Right.
It looks like I'm going to have a Saturday morning panel for the next 2 months.
Yeah.
I think we should wake up some folks on Saturday mornings with some sex talk. So at least by Saturday night, you know. We can get some. Hold on. At least by Saturday night, we can get some or go buy some. I don't mean go buy the sex. I'm talking about like buy
right,
the sex
right.
toys.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right. I understand.
And
yeah.
No, but speaking of sex toys, though, there are those relationships that are consistent, whether it's in a dating relationship, whether you're single, whether you're married, that those accoutrements do come into play. And they should, because sometimes, number one, you don't want to be sleeping with a loser that you're dating. And I take that word back because I hate using that word. But someone who you're like, I'm not going to go to bed with this guy, but I'm a little turned on but I've got Jackrabbit and some batteries, you know. So you can go home and end the date and still feel fine. or people that are married and there might be some sexual incompetency with the husband, you know, and the husband can use that as part of helping to pleasure his wife. Or different situations happen. But like I said, it's such a taboo topic. But when you talk about sex and the sexual relationships that we have with each other, our spouses, our lovers, our partners, and ourselves, people don't talk about that because they feel like they're committing some big sin. And I don't think something that feels so good could be sin.
So, well,
so how do people
get
out of the rut?
Out of the rut.
Are you eating breakfast?
Am I what?
Carmen, are you eating breakfast? Come on now.
I was going to share something, and then I'm thinking, wait.
Oh, oh, you're like, no, you're like, wait a minute, what time does the store open?
you
I take the batteries out of my remote control. Where the damn kids put that remote control? I need my battery, I mean, remote control. Okay, I know you guys know. Hold on, let me just disclaim before Carmen jumps in. I just want to let you guys know that although we are a live show, it is recorded, and the link will be all over the place, including on my Facebook page and yours. So I digress. Continue.
Disclosure.
Thank you for that disclosure.
Yes.
I appreciate
you are so
that.
Welcome. Have a 1 second comment before you go. I'm going to see if I have a call on the line. I have a call on the line. Does someone want to have a question for our panel?
I was just listening. Okay, I have maybe one question and everything.
Okay.
The question I would ask is, why do women still go on dates with men that they know they're not sexually attracted to, or they know that they're never going to have sex with?
I'll take that.
Okay.
Actually, I'm going to give that over to Carmen, but we're going to ride you on that one. And thank you so much for calling into our show. You're part of the Charmaine Show this morning. We talk about women and sexuality, so thank you for joining. So your question,
sir, is
why do men still, thanks, Stephanie. Why do women still go on dates with guys who they don't feel sexually attracted to or they know that they won't have sex with? All right, Carmen, take that.
Okay, so first of all, I mean, like anything, there's always that connection that you may have with somebody that you first meet, but it's not always the case. I think we as women sometimes connect on a different level to different people.
Absolutely.
So though if I'm going out with somebody and I may not see them that way, I may have like a personal connection with them, or I enjoy speaking with them, or there's something that I feel that we may be able to learn from each other.
Mm-hmm.
So I tend to give that person a chance because, you know, I like to think, and I don't mean to sound, you know, like I'm stereotyping, but I think for when women are in that type of situation, we don't just think about the booty call. So
right.
I know for men it's different. So sometimes we want to get that connection on a whole different level to see if maybe you can wake that up in us because of other factors in it. So that means we enjoy our company. That means that we're out there yet on whether you are in fact going to be a sexual partner or not, because some men in our lifetime have surprised us that way. So I think that you're still being given a chance. It's not that we know you're never going to sleep with them. And again, I don't speak for everyone. I know people have different agendas, and it's sad that we live in a society like that. But for me, if I'm giving you another chance, that means there's something there. There's a connection. There's something that I think you are worth spending time with. And, yeah, you as the guy have to figure out what exactly that is to make that connection complete.
Well, that was great. I'm going to have that was awesome, Carmen. And I hope we have 10 minutes left for the show. And I think that was a great question that you brought up. I have Stephanie take that. But I'm going to just go ahead and make a little, you know, whatever here. It's funny how I'm hearing my panelists who are ladies really take a different turn, that we have a man caller with this question. Now we're all curious, but we really are going to answer that question. So, Stephanie, what is your thought on that?
My thought on that is, being a man, and his question was that we are never going to sleep with. Yeah, never going to sleep with. And the thing is that men and women are different. I mean, we just are. And men tend to be attracted to what they see. They see a woman, ooh, I'm attracted to that. But women, you know, we I'm not saying that we don't see somebody and say, ooh, I'm attracted to that. But we also can be, develop a relationship, develop a friendship with someone, and then be attractive, find things in that person that we're friends with that are attractive. And once that happens, the door kind of creeps open, like Carmen was saying. You know, there might be one or two things about him. And I have tons of friends who can will tell you, when I first met him, I would have told you, no way. No, there's nothing about him. But, you know, that door was, you know, just a little bit cracked open because he had a great, you know, sense of humor, or he was really smart, or he was this, or he was that. But, you know, I didn't see us getting together. And so he's saying that you'll never sleep with, but never's a long, long time. So his never.
Eventually did. I'm just kidding.
You know what I'm saying? His never might be, you know, like, dang on, I've been working at this for like 3 months and it ain't happening.
Right.
But his, you know, never might have been a little bit longer for him, and he just didn't want to wait it out. But, you know, women, we're attracted to different things. And like Carmen said, you know, you have to find out what it is that particular woman is attracted to in you. What reason did she say yes for in the first place? You know, were you funny? Did you make her laugh? You know, was it, what was it about you that she found attractive? There's something about you that made her say, oh, I'll give him a chance. Why not? And then build on that.
Absolutely. And I think I'll jump in on this answer too. That was great, Stephanie, some good points. And I hope the gentleman is, you know, taking some notes there. It's Saturday, so I'm pretty sure this will be a spectacular date night. But why women go out on dates is because I feel like for women, for the most part, we don't go out on dates thinking, I'm going out on a date to sleep with this guy. In fact, we actually think if you're going out on a date, your first date, second date, women are more thinking, I hope this guy doesn't want to sleep with me. I really just want to go out and have a good time, go out to eat, get to know him, all that stuff. Guys think totally different from women. And
they do,
I think I've learned that as a woman, we can't knock a guy for thinking differently, because that's just, they won't think any other way. So it's okay.
Exactly.
We both are fine in our own element, in your manhood and in my womanhood, we're both fine. But what makes dates so wonderful is the fact that you can talk and you can interact and you can feel each other's energy, and then you can get to know the person on the inside. But, of course, for guys, I know they're looking for that external attraction, something that's going to physically turn them on, and that is absolutely fine. Some guys, they may not feel as confident in themselves or whatever. That might be step number two for them. So they really are totally engaged in wanting to find out, or, you know, spending time in this person's space and feed off each other's energy, and then maybe build on the relationship. And rightly so, some guys who are out there in the dating field just want to keep dating around. So because some guys just want to date around because they want to go to bed with the person. So the first and second date, that's what they're thinking. But as women, we'll go out on dates with a guy because it's really sweet when a guy asks you on a date. I mean, it's an ordeal. We spend 2-3 hours getting the hair done and the makeup and figuring out the dress and, you know, calling our girlfriends. Like, it's a whole spectacular thing that we put out for the guys. And so we don't want the first thing to be, like, start kissing up on the neck and, like, okay, I got a hotel down the street. You ready? So that's my answer.
Yeah.
Did that help? Did that help you? How, do you have any other comments, sir?
No, that was a great thing. I understand what you're saying. It was a great thing. I just feel that a lot of women, I feel that they're wasting.
I'm sorry, I lost you there.
Sleeping with that. but you're maybe not even attracted to that person. I think that it's a lot of wasting time. And I, from a man's point of view, I know many men who went out with women 5 dates, 6 dates, 7 dates, and we talk about it as men, and we say, did something happen? And the guy feels that he wasted his time. After 6, 7 dates, he gets that famous thing that a lot of women use. And I wish women, please stop using that line.
Tell me.
The line that says, a woman would be so lucky to have a man like you. You are such a nice
guy. Oh, yeah.
That is the most disrespectful line for a man to ever use. Don't use that,
that
line.
That is.
Because
oh
in our
gosh,
eyes, we're looking
yeah.
at you like,
yeah.
We feel like a chump when you say that. Don't use that, my women. Don't. No. No.
I agree. I agree with
I
you.
Agree.
I agree
yeah.
with you. I think
yeah.
that is so
yeah.
wrong. But I think 5, 6, 7 dates, I mean, unless they're like really back to back and every weekend, I mean, everybody comes from a different standpoint, right? So
mm-hmm.
5, 6, 7 dates and you're exclusively going out with that one person, by then there probably should be some kind of conversation around, are we going steady? Are we going somewhere? And it all depends on the yeah. woman, because some women might want like, okay, I'm not just going to go put out and then keep putting out. And if you're going to get the milk, why buy the cow kind of stuff? And some
right.
guys are thinking like, 5, 6, 7 dates, that's a lot of money, a lot of movies, a lot of dinner,
yeah.
a lot of concert
exactly.
tickets.
Yes.
Like,
right.
you know? A lot of an investment.
But by the same token, I had some women that I didn't even have to go to one date, and I slept on the same night or first night we met, and those girls became my girlfriend for 3 years. The women that I had to go 5, 6, 7 dates and things like that, they never even went to girlfriend material. They never went to even things like that. So that destroys your mind when you say, well, we women doesn't want us to think as just booty call. Well, maybe if you sleep with the guy and the guy sees that you're more than just that, that means your personality, your feminine side, that maybe that guy's going to go back to his friend and say, man, I met a cool chick. That's what happened to me.
Mm.
The 3 last girlfriends that I had was women that slept very fast, and I didn't consider
right.
them sluts. And I spent 2 years with them, 3 years with them,
mm-hmm.
and everything. The women that made me wait, the women that play that game, because a lot of women do play that game,
yeah.
because they've
mm-hmm.
been thought of that you need to make a man wait. That is totally false. You need to make a man wait so he respects you. No, respect is earned by your action that you do. It's not because I sleep
right.
with you that
mm-hmm.
you're going to
mm-hmm.
earn my respect. It's not because you made me wait 6 months that you're going to gain my respect. Because to tell you the
mm-hmm.
truth, you can make a guy make 6 months, he could sleep with you and leave you and never call you back. And you wasted 6 months of your life.
You do that.
That's
it all
true.
Down to that authentic connection. When you make an authentic connection with somebody, you know, and it has to be a
right.
two-way street. Has
mm-hmm.
to be a two-way street.
And in your case,
so,
in the cases that you said, you've had long-term relationships 2, 3 years with these women who put out early in the game, and nothing's wrong with that.
Yeah.
The only what I would say to that though is, any woman would be so lucky to have a guy like you. And I do mean I meant that in the positive way though. I didn't mean it in the former way that you talked about.
Wow.
Because a lot of guys, like if they sleep with a girl on the first or second date, they're gone. But for you to have developed relationships around these, I think that's awesome. We have 90 seconds mm-hmm. for the show. First, I want to thank my panelists, and I want to thank my caller for his question and conversation. This was really
yes,
interactive.
I totally
enjoyed it. Got to do it again. But I just wanted to kind of give you guys a time frame. We've got a minute, so I just want to, before I get cut off, just say thank you. You've been with Charmaine on The Charmaine Show on Blog Talk Radio. I'm just going to go out there and say join us again for another exciting episode around women and sex. And we might even do men and sex. I think that would be fun. Thank you so much. Guys, that was so awesome. What do you have to say?
Thank you. Thank the caller for calling in. Hopefully, you know, we can piggyback and continue this next weekend. I don't know what the plan is, but
mm-hmm.
I think we can go further into this topic. There's a lot more to discuss. I had a great time. Thanks for having me. It was
you're
a
welcome.
Lot of fun.
Carmen, you get the last 10 seconds.
Oh, God. Well, I just want to thank you. It was great. It was eye-opening. I love to hear different opinions and kind of know that we're all on that same road, that same journey.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Well, I can't wait to have my panelists back again for another exciting show, Women and Sexuality, and we'll probably pick up Men and Sexuality. I think we ought to talk about sex. Thank you for joining. This was Charmaine on The Charmaine Show on Blog Talk Radio. Have a fantastic day.